You know, probably one of the biggest wingnuts out there is filmmaker Oliver Stone. According to an article on Fox News, and we've talked about him here on the commentary many times, he has apologized after critics slammed him for the comments he made that were interpreted as anti-Semitic in an interview last Sunday. While promoting his documentary South of the Border with the Sunday Times of London, Stone not only defended Hitler, but also downplayed the Holocaust. Hitler was a Frankenstein, but there was also a Dr. Frankenstein. Stone, who is half Jewish, told the paper, German industrialists, the Americans, and the British had a lot of support. Hitler did far more damage to the Russians than the Jewish people, he said. This year, while promoting his Showtime documentary, A Secret History of America, Stone said Hitler was an easy scapegoat. Well, there's only one scapegoat out there. Is anyone who spends money to go and watch an Oliver Stone movie? The guy's nuts, plain and simple. All you have to do is look at his films, look at his commentary, and look at the anti-Semitic rants that he makes and the support for those like Hugo Chavez and now Adolf Hitler. It's got to make you wonder why anyone would spend $9.50 or whatever it is in your city to see a movie that he's made. I know I won't. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.